Let's give Billy and Brian some love. What a difference. What a difference with the drums. Wow. Good to have you here, Billy. And Brian, wow, makes a difference, doesn't it? I could feel the beat. Yeah. Yeah, great. There you go. See, it's because of the drums and the good voice, and God is good all the time. So it's amazing, isn't it, how we can count on something like the screen to support us and to be there. And when it's not, it's kind of like, oh, wow, what are we missing here? So it's going to be, and if anybody knows anything about computers, when the service is over, if you'll go help them see if they can figure out what's going on, that'd be really good. So my talk today is how to use it. And what we've been doing this month is we're all having and looking at that greater understanding of science of mind and spirit. We study the first four chapters of the textbook here at most CSL churches around the world. And we do that to remember how spirit is in partnership with us, with our higher wisdom self. And so learning to live in partnership with Source is a very beneficial essence to our being in creating a life where we feel totally and completely supported, loved, and unified with that holy self that is within us, that place in us. And so now I was going to have the slide because I wanted to remind you of what we went to last week. And last week we talked about how we're surrounded by this power for good. And remember, those of you who were here, yes, we had the face of that man with a receptacle in the side of his head and a plug, not quite in the receptacle. You all got the vision, yes, from last week, and now you, those that weren't here, you can make it up. So that's what was on the screen that we got to look at so that we could see in every moment that that man was unplugged. That's all it was. And that this power that is everywhere present is available to us like electricity. The power of God is available to us like electricity. And all we need to do is keep ourselves plugged in. Yes?
Yes.
Did you stay plugged in this week, those of you who were here last week? Good. Good. And ours is to remember that God, the spirit of life, is everywhere like electricity. And it needs a way to be channeled. Excuse me. It needs an avenue to be of value. And so it supports all of our needs, but however, we have to be willing to say yes to it. We have to be open and receptive to that law-loving, all-powerful presence that wants to work with us and serve us in total partnership. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Because if we're not totally connected, just like with the lamp in our house, if we're not totally connected, those lights dim and we don't see clearly. And so we get confused and we get disoriented from our source and disconnected. And that's the only problem, is that we are disconnected from our source. So, how do we use our valuable source of life? I believe it begins with the realization that it's easy. The only problem is I'm unplugged. And I just have to plug back in. Because you see, life is never against us. And when we feel overwhelmed, when our only problem is, ever only is, we're disconnected. We're disconnected from our true essence. So then, now, we were going to do another new slide. And let me explain what this slide is. It's an absolutely beautiful slide. And it's this woman who's pulling the corner of the picture up. You get this? And what's behind her is a storm There's lightning bolt, there's dark clouds. So it's sort of like sometimes how we feel, kind of in a dark space. Not totally connected, but she realizes that that's behind her isn't the truth of her. So she's got the corner of the picture and she's pulling it up. And beneath that picture is the bright sun, is a beautiful scene. And so what she's realized is she doesn't have to stay in that place of darkness, that place of gloom, that right at the base of everything is the perfect sunrise, is the perfect, beautiful landscape. Do you get the picture? Okay, so that's what's on the screen. Okay. And you're gonna be watching it because you're gonna realize, yes, thank you, that in any moment, you can change the picture that you're standing in. Got it? Yeah, good. Okay, this is basically how we align with God. Ours is to keep remembering that no matter what is going on in our life, in our immediate vicinity, beneath it, always present, is a power for good, and we can use it.
Yes.
Good. There's a greater wisdom that exists, and it's right where we are, no matter what's going on. And the wholeness is that very basis of life. It never leaves us. It's always present, because we are perfect, whole, and complete is our true nature. Is that is the very foundation that we stand upon. So the question is, how do we do this, you ask? Thank you for asking. I'm glad you asked. First, we must end our opposition to life. Hear that. We have to end our opposition to life where we push against what's taking place. I must end my opposition to life. Think about that. End our opposition. What would that look like for you? Take a moment and think of an issue, an event in your life where you might be against something or someone, however it's showing up. Because you see, when we push against, we're literally in that picture of what that woman is standing in, of the darkness. Letting go of opposition for me means when I find myself with a problem, with an issue, something isn't going the way I want it to go. Anybody there? Instead of circling my wagons around the problem, I need to remember to stop, because the answer isn't in the problem. If you don't write anything down today, please write that. The answer is not in the problem. And we have to stop in the moment and remember that life is neutral. Neutral. Undefined. It's all perfect. Breathe that in. You see, life has no definition. Anything that's going on, we define it. We give it meaning. We give it our story. And so, I'm going to invite us to stop and to take a breath and to know there's a greater power at work here with whatever the difficulty is you might be looking at. And I'll use it. See, because in that moment that we have that, whatever it is, we have to stop and ask God to help us to get some clarity on it. help me so I can know that I have options. Because you see, I don't know about you, but I used to dissect the problem. I wanted to know who did it. And I was sure they did it because they are after me. I made it up. Do you see? Because the answer isn't in the problem. And we need to allow our thinking to be lifted up, to be lifted up beyond the issue, to take that picture that we're holding and pull it away so that we can see the light and the greater truth. See, our true nature lives in our elevated self. There's a greater truth yet to be revealed. And when we focus on the problem, the greater truth cannot be revealed. Hear that? I really know that. Because I tried it over and over and over again. So first, we have to stop opposing or pushing against the issue. And we have to get help. Bonnie said it earlier. She goes to this thing called you because I've talked about it. Maybe you call a friend or maybe you call a practitioner. And actually, this is what exactly happened to me yesterday. Hallelujah. I got an email. And it was not a good one. And I said, okay, God, I need some help. Because you see, I couldn't make my own sense out of that. And so, as soon as I said that, Spirit said, gave me two names, people that I know, and they're wonderful people, and they happened to be a married couple, and Rick was on a long bike ride, because normally I call Rick, okay, what do I do about this? But yesterday I was by myself, and when I read that email, I went to the problem, and I couldn't see clearly. So I called these two people, and I right away said, I need help in getting clarity on this issue. And they said, great, Maggie. I sent them the email. They said, we'll call you back. And they did. And they gave me two distinct answers for greater clarity, for me to understand what was going on, that I had two obvious decisions that I could make about this issue. You see, because when I was in the problem, I couldn't see any answers. Anybody relate to that? Because I used to go over and over and over again about the problem, and I used to call everybody and tell them how wrong that problem, person, or thing, or event was. Anybody? It never worked. It didn't change anything. It just kept repeating the issue. So, getting better at this life thing, I called these two beloved people, and they clearly assisted me. Call a practitioner, get prayer, whatever it takes, so that you can rise above the issue so it brings greater clarity. Once they showed me that there were two possibilities, then I was able to lift up beyond the condition and the situation and recognize that there is a power for good, and I can use it, and I will use it. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Because you see, this is how it works. This is how we use this philosophy. We use this power to benefit each one of us. And to remember that new ideas become available when we can look beyond the situation, beyond the issues, and open our mind to a willingness and to allow ourselves to be lifted up. And there are times, like what Bonnie said, that I'll go to my bookcase and I'll say, okay, God, I need some help. And one of those books will light up and I open it and I just open it randomly and I start to read it until I can lift up into that greater presence because it's always available. And now there was going to be another video, a thing, And it was these two mountains and this man jumping across the deep crevasse. Everybody see that? Yes. So what this takes is a leap of faith. It takes a leap of faith to rise up, to go beyond the issue, and to say, hey, I have no idea how to do this, but I know God does, and I know prayer works. And we stay open, we open and we imagine as what would you love? What is the outcome you would love? So we rise up, we open, and then we imagine what's the outcome of this issue, this circumstance that you would love to have take place. Think of it now. What's the best outcome? See, because less than 9 months ago, I started telling everybody I really want drums. And I said to a friend of mine, I said, because shit, her church, she has drums. I lusted for her drums. But I said to her, I said, oh, I really loved your service, and I love that you have drums. I really would like drums. And this person said to me, she's a minister, and she said, oh, Maggie, that's easy. I can see that for you. And things started to move and work. You see, I didn't have to go grab Brian because I had no idea who Brian was or that he even knew or loved drums. I just had to see it and then come back to who I am and stay in that truth. And hold the vision and say, okay, with God, all things are possible. I have no idea how this is going to happen. And then things started to move. Things started to happen. And all of a sudden, John said, well, Brian loves drums. He wants to do drums. And I'm going, okay. These came on Wednesday. And Brian and I were playing drums. And we bugged the class upstairs. Thank you, God. That's how this works. That's how we use this philosophy. So we see the perfect outcome, and then we come back and we just do life. And we say, okay, God, this one's yours. And we hand our loved ones over to that powerful presence. We hand everything in life over to that loving presence. And we plug in, and we trust, and we live in faith that there's an infinite power at work here that we can't even imagine. So I'm going to invite you to do the same thing. When you've got a problem, don't oppose it. Just open to the solution. Let's take that into prayer. And so just take a breath where we recognize that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. I call this God, infinite source, the divine, the beloved. It is powerful, and it is here, and it is now, and it is the life that lives within me, and it is the beloved place where I remember that I am nurtured and nourished in, and what is true of me is equally true for and about each and every one here this morning. Each one of us is the beloved place where God shows up. That power is within us. We recognize it. We cultivate it. We remember it, and we recognize that everything is working for our highest and greatest good, and we rise above it, and we ask for help, and we allow the fullness of Spirit to work in our lives in a greater way than ever before. And where there's a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind each and every one of us that the answer is already being given. We just stay open and receptive and available to that is taking place. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust this. I'm assured of this. And I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, knowing and accepting.